I'm here today with Jill Rice, Medical Director at Peninsula Behavioral Health. We want to talk about a new segment on my show called Let's Talk Mental Health. Our goal with this podcast is to create a safe place for dialogue about mental health and mental illness. Anyone who has spent any time in our community recognizes the need for mental health services, and we're hoping that by hosting this conversation, we can help decrease the stigma around mental illness and provide information and resources that will help our community improve. Joe, why don't you introduce yourself and share your thoughts about the podcast?
Sure. Well, thanks for the introduction. My name is Joe Rice, and I've been working in the mental health field for many years. And as Pepper mentioned, I'm the medical director at Peninsula Behavioral Health here in Port Angeles. I started working in mental health in the late 1980s as a psychiatric nurse on an active duty status for the Army. And at the end of my four-year commitment, my active duty time was extended when I was deployed to Iraq during Operation Desert Storm. I think it was during that deployment that I began to see how difficult it was for soldiers to admit to issues with mental health. You know, it may have been their age or their military culture that somehow left them feeling vulnerable or weak if they were experiencing anxiety or depression, and it seemed like talking about it was pretty difficult for them. Once I returned from Desert Storm, I became a psychiatric nurse practitioner, and over the course of the past 25 years, I've kind of dedicated myself to trying to get rid of stigma around mental illness.
So why do you think stigma is such an issue?
Yeah, first, I think it's based on a misconception, and it often interferes with people seeking help that they may need to be happier and to lead healthier lives.
Well, what do you mean by misconception?
Yeah, people still think that it's shameful if they have a mental illness. They think it shows personal weakness. They think it shows a failing of some sort. You know, if it's their children who have mental illness, they think it reflects their failure as parents. And that's the misconception, right? That you're necessarily at fault if you have a mental illness, or that because you might need extra support right now, that you're somehow marked for life as needing help.
Well, it seems like we all need help at sometimes to stay healthy.
That's true. Life is tough. You know, for all the beauty and joy and love there is in our lives, there's also pain and loss and grief. That's what it is to be alive. And everyone, at one time or another, has trouble dealing with the uncertainties of life. This self-inflicted stigma can make it difficult for us to speak about or seek care for our mental health issues.
What are some of the other things besides the stigma that you want to accomplish on this podcast?
Well, certainly we want to talk about the various psychiatric diagnoses. Having a better understanding of what they are and how they impact our lives and community, I think, is helpful. Recognizing the warning signs that may indicate when things are going off the rails is important and can help us determine when we need to seek professional care for ourselves or for a loved one. It'd be great to discuss treatment options that include self-care options, talk therapy, alternative medicine, and traditional psychiatric medications. And maybe finally, I'll provide some up-to-date and interesting research on various topics that I think the listeners might enjoy.
What about providing our listeners with additional resources if they want to learn more about the topics that we're talking about here? Will something like that be available?
That's a great question. You know, with our conversations being relatively short, we can't get into too much depth on any particular topic. So yes, I'll post links to the KONP website for each podcast, maybe some additional information about the topic, as well as research articles, educational handouts, local and national resources, and even some interesting website or web applications that might be helpful.
Okay. What if our listeners have questions about a topic or they want to suggest a topic?
I think that'd be great. Again, we can have a place on the KONP website for feedback and suggestions. And if listeners want to suggest a topic, we can definitely fit those into our planned podcasts. If listeners have specific mental health questions, we could gather them and maybe dedicate a podcast or two every so often, you know, to just those questions.
So it'd be like a listener mailbag podcast, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
So where do we want to start next time we talk, Joe?
I think a great place to start is to begin maybe talking about what is mental health and what is mental illness for that matter. Let's define what we're talking about before we're getting into too many specifics. How does that sound to you?
Sounds great. I like it. Well, Joe, thanks for being here today and helping me set up where we're going with this podcast.
Well, thanks for having me. I look forward to working together.